Hekesh, a din d'oraisa of the non-ability, the non-usability of the Atzei Sukkah. One thing that we pointed out was what was vague is what is Atzei Sukkah. For now, we'll assume that something's got to be wood. Is that it's got to be schach, that you know, right? Whether or not it applies to the rest of the Sukkah remains to be determined in the future, and will be sugyas to come. But the Gemara says that there is Kedusha that is bestowed upon the Sukkah that is Chal Shem Shamayim Kechagiga. Why? Every step is a Kasha. Why a Shlomim? Why a Chagiga? I in yesterday, the Shem Yishmul, Rabbi Yosef Engel, Dafka Shlomim, Dafka a carbon that could be eaten by the Bailam, unlike Umas HaOilam that could only bring a carbon Oila. That's what a Sukkah is. That's what a Sukkah is. Sukkah is finding the Kedusha in the Achila, in life, in Chiyas, in the physicality, with the spirituality. A Hemshech. That's what the Yontif of Sukkot is. It's a way to enter into the rest of your life. Sukkot is for 77 days, for 70 years. Sukkot is the Chiyas of a person. Bringing the Ashrus HaShechina down to the 10th fucking wall. That's what it is. It's got to be Gedulei Karka. It's got to be Artzias, but it's got to bring down the Shekhinah. Al Shech HaKadosh in Parshas Emor. Meiridika Vard on the dimensions of a Sukkah, a hay that represents its Bria Sa'ilam. Kuli Amalo Plig, the Gemar Menachis, that the world was created with a hay. Bihi Baram, Ba'Avraham, Bihi Baram, Behei Bara Usam, Zak the Gemar in Menachis. Sukkah's got to be a hay. Sukkah's got to be that this world was created with a hay, but it's got Hashras HaShekhinah that's connecting to the hay. See the Oilam. Rabbi said, this stuff is real. This stuff is 10th Vachem. This stuff is Zion al Zion for the 70 years. This stuff is Mamish Mamoshistik. Every shear, every dimension of a Sukkah is depth. So says the Gemara, there's Kedusha to the Sukkah. You can't just use the Sukkah with any. And what the limitations will be, Rabbi Yisai, through this Sukkah we're going to get to. Major Machlekes HaPoskim, how to understand what's limited in the usage of a Sukkah. Taz and Yontif, we're going to get to there. Mirtzashem, lat lat, slowly by slowly. So the Gemara says it's a din d'oraisa. So we pointed out, Tosis yesterday said that there are Gemaras in elsewhere, the Gemaras in Shabbos, and there's a Gemara in Beitzah, that the last line in Beitzah, that Kaliv Glick was mechavin to exactly what Tosis was asking. Kaliv Glick said, why does the Gemara at the end of the line say the word iskatsoi? When Tosis is asking from the Gemara in Beitzah, he's ignoring the original half of the Gemara, and he goes exactly to the line that Kalev read, and he says, why did he use that language of Iskatsoi? That's a Muktadika language. That's a Derabonadika language. Fractoisis that seems to be Soiser, our Gemara. Toisis Kasha, Kalev asked. But he felt Toisis Kasha. He lived Toisis Kasha. It just doesn't go. It doesn't jive. Zoktoisis, there must be two scenarios of a Sukkah. Simple terrors. There are two scenarios of a sukkah. There's a sukkah that's standing and there's a sukkah that's not standing. Kechal shem shamayim ala chagiga, the din de oraisa, the iser kodshim, the iser karbonis, the iser to be nene from a karbon. And you're usher down to be nene from the sukkah. Rabbi said this is real, that twice is saying de oraisa. Where's that de oraisa principle come from? From a karbon chagiga. If this isn't mayridik, I don't know what mayridik is. A sukkah is chagiga. Nebuch, Jojo, people don't know this. It's mamish, it's a rachmanis. You can't celebrate sukkah. Like, I'm not saying this in a musardik way. It's such a chaval. You're walking into a carbon. You're walking into a carbon chagiga. This is real. That's only when it's standing. When it falls apart, when it's on the floor, there's halacha. There's halacha of muktzah, midrabon. Maybe it's connected to that original Migo Diskatsoi that it originally standed as that Dinda Oraisa and it was standing as a Sukkah. So now even when it falls rabbinically, we keep some restrictions to it. But that's going to be a different element of Muksa. And there might be Nafkaminas. That's Taisa's first day. Aye, Frektosis Akasha. What does the Gemara mean in Beitza when it asks, but is it true that you can't make a Tanai? Taisa says that was going on the decorations of the sukkah. But on the sukkah itself, a Tanai would never be a possibility. Why is that, Rabbi Yisai? How does that connect to the sugya? What does a Tanai mean? Tanai means you can make a condition. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman writes in Kovetz Ha'aris, you can only make a condition on something, Morty, Uberspitz. Rabbi Chanan says, you can only make a condition on something, Morty, does anyone remember, Rabbi Yisai? I think we've quoted this, Rabbi Chanan, in the past. That you what? That you own, or that you control, or that you're the bialim of. Moreover, Rabbi Yisai, Zok the Heilige Toysis. Aye, when the Gemara says that you there's a certain Tanai that you say before Bein Hashmashos, Ba'oimer Eini, Boidu Mehem, Koidim Bein Hashmashos. I'm not separating myself from this entity before Bein Hashmashos, before the Yontav of Sukkot comes in. What's it referring to? It's referring to one thing and one thing only, says Toysis. What's it referring to, Rabbi Yisai? The decorations. Lafuke what? What's it coming to exclude, says Toysis? Atze sukkah! Zok the heilige Toysis! V'loidomu le'etzim sheim ikar ha-mitzvah aval korchach boido me'em. What did that line mean? V'loidomu le'atze sukkah! That what? Val sheim ikar mitzvah aval korchach boido me'em. What does that mean, aval korchach boido me'em? Forces you. Who forces you, Kalev? Who forces you? Who's forcing you to be Boida Mayam? The Rabbeinu Shalom is forcing you. This is not in your control. That's the mitzvah of Sukkah. This is an automatic chagigah. This is not about you. No, he's Sukkah. You could decide. Do I want it there or do I want to eat the apple later? I don't want this to be bottled to the sukkah. I don't want this to be classic noy sukkah. I'm going to make a tanai when it comes to this apple because I got to serve it for dessert. Okay, so say that before Bein Hashmashos. Make sure you get it on time. Make sure you make the tanai beforehand. But Tosa says, where does a tanai not shayach? Where's a tanai not shayach, Rabbi Yisai? By the wood of the sukkah itself, by the schach of the sukkah itself. That's not you. That's the Rabbeinu Shalom. Rabbi said, before we get to the second day of Taisus, let's now read the Gemara in Beitza with our copies. Nebuch. Gemara says in Beitza, starting Meshavim Shebesukkah Zachak Shiyasura Vim Hisna Allah Kolafitno. If you make a Tanai, it works. So the Gemara says, Umi Mahani Tanai. Is it really true that a condition could work? Amarav Sheshes, Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Minayin Latze Sukkah Shasurin Kol Shiva. But doesn't Rabbi Akiva tell us the parallel of Gemara and Sukkah? Rabbi say, pay attention to every word. Pay attention to every minute. Everything is going to connect. How do you know that Atze Sukkah are Asurin Kol Shiva? Shenemar, because state in the Pasuk, Chaga Sukkah Shivas Yamim Lashem. Tanya Rebutim Zero, Menaim Shkakim Shachal Shishmaim Allah Chagiga Kachish Maj Allah Sukkah. Tamler Chagas Sukkah Shivas Yom Lashem, Achag Lashem, Absukkah Lashem. What's the Gemara's Kasher, Rabbi Yisai? This is a Chagiga. This is a Dinda Araisa. There's no Tanayim that are going on over here, right? There's no Tanayim that are going on over here. So what's the Gemara answer? You're right. Good point. You can't make a Tanayim when it comes to a Sukkah, Zuck the Gemara. Amr Abnashi, Bereid Rav, Seifa Asim L'Sukkah Da'alma. You're right, we're not talking about Sukkah Daf Tesem and Aleph. We're talking about huts. We're talking about you're camping out in Mirtz Hashem in the summer when you're going to go in July into that Sukkah Da'alma. We're not talking about the real McCoy. Aval Sukkah de Mitzvah Loi Mahani Botno. But Sukkah de Mitzvah, no. Okay? Frek the Gemara, Akasha v'sukkah de mitzvah loy? Is that really true? Everyone with me? And a sukkah of mitzvah, you can't make a t'nai? This is where the Gemara and Sukkah and the Gemara and Beitza part ways. With this, we don't have in the Gemara and Sukkah. You're not allowed to get any anah from any of these items. But if you make a t'nai, it works. And how does that t'nai work? I'm not being makta myself from them. What's mukta? Boidel, to separate. Haktzah, to remove it from my hachana process. I'm not being boidel, I'm not being mavdil myself from these items. That's the t'nai. So that's what the way it works. So the Gemara, Aval Atzi Sukkah, the Chalak Dusha Alayu, is Katsoy Lishiva. Is Katsoy Lishiva. So again, when Toysis asked his Kasha, Toysis just asked the last line like Kalev asked. Why does the Gemara use the Lashon of Is Katsoy? That's the Rabbana. So Toysis, in order to jive these two Gemaras, needs to explain, yeah, there's a Chal Shem Shamayim Chagiga Dika Sukkah that's standing, and then there's an Iskatsoy Dika Gemara that's in Shabbos, and the last line in Beitza, that's Durabonon. Well, how could you be Mechalik Duraisa Durabonon? Standing or not standing? Shoyin? Good? Everyone understand? Now, good. But the Gemara says, according to Tosfos, when you make a T'nai, when the Gemara wanted to say that a T'nai works, the Gemara was saying, only one type of thing needs has a T'nai. What? Sukkah d'alma, sorry, two things. And what else? Sukkah. But according to Tosis, the way he reads the Gemara Beitza is that T'nai is only by what? Something that's not standing, that's like a D'oraisa Chagiga. Right? What? Does everyone agree to that, Rabbi Isai? It's a Gemara Beitza. Right? It's a Gemara Beitza, Rabbi Isai. Take out your phones. Go to the WhatsApp group. Look at the riff and the round that I sent to you. I'm actually going to say it outside, but you'll look at the round and the riff. Says the riff, that line in the Gemara and Beitza, V'sukko de mitzvah loy? Is it really true that sukkah de mitzvah, a t'nai doesn't work? That was not in the girsa of the Rif. The Ram says half of the Rishonim did not have that question. If you don't have that question, Rabbi Isai, then your maskana comes out that language of Eini Boidel Mehem Kol Bein Hashmashos actually works not only by the Noye Sukkah, but by the Atzi Sukkah itself. Against who, Rabbi Isai? Against our Tosfos. This is the opinion of the Rif, as pointed out by the Ran on that picture that I sent to you to your WhatsApp group, Rabbi Isai. The Ran says there are Beferish, Machloikas, Rishonim, how to have a Gerson is Gemara, whether or not T'nai works by the Atzi Sukkah itself. And if the Maskana Sagamora was also applicable to the Atzi Sukkah itself. Meir of Rabbi Isai, this is also the opinion of the Rashba in Beitza on Gemara Mekayis. What do we have over here, Rabbi Isai? We have a major Machloikas Rishonim that gets to the root and the heart of our Sukkahs. If you hold Lemaskana, that if I say the right terminology, and I have this language of Eini Boidel Mehem Kol Bein Hashmashos, I am not separating myself. I am making sure that this item does not have the Kedusha that it's necessary, but rather it has a different type of Sukkah without Kedusha. Then what, says the Gemara? According to Hafter Rishonim, according to the Rashba, according to the Ran and the Rif, what does it say, Rabbi Isai? Means you could use that Sukkah. Sukkah Daf Tesem and Aleph would not apply. And you could be mishtamish with those. You could use it as a toothpick. You can be manna from it, only if you made it tonight. Whereas according to Tosfos, that's apikorsus. This is d'oraisa.
How does the Rashba say that by Doraisa? Rashba also agrees it's Doraisa, Rabbi Yisrael. How does the Rashba say even by a sukkah? Yet he's saying that a Tanai is possible. How's that possible, Rabbi Yisrael? What in the world is the Rashba, the Rif, the Ran? What? How in the Gemara is this in the Gemara? How's that possible? I'll tell you how it's possible. Rabbi Yisrael, I'm about to tell you a big chiddush. I think it's Emes Lamito. If you look carefully in the Rashba in Beitza, on Daf Lamed and Beis, he writes on this Gemara. Abaye is talking in this Gemara. We know from the Gemara in the Dharam, the Kol is learning the Dharam. Abaye holds. Abaye holds that you could have Kedushas Haguf. That could be paka. That could be temporary. The Rashba in his conversation, when he's comparing Abaye over here and Abaye over there, he asks, he says, why shouldn't a Tanai work? Hello, Abaye allows you to put limitations on your Kedushas Haguf and your Korbanos. Says the Rashba, so when you're Makdish the Sukkah, maybe it's just temporary. Maybe it's something that could go away, that you are in control of. Myrav Rabbeisa, I think the Rashba told us something fascinating. The Rashba is telling us something fundamental, Rabbeisa. The Sukkah on the Pesach and Aleph that has Dinei D'Oraisa, that has Kedusha Sukkah like a Chagiga, is meant to be understood as literally as possible. If you would ask the Rashba, Lefiyani Yazdaiti, and I want you to go back and analyze the Rashba and tell me if you think I'm right. But I think the Rashba approached the sugya of Atzei Sukkah, of Shem Shechal, Shem Shamayim ala Sukkah, the Kedusha de'oraisa, of the Iser to be Nene from the Atzei Sukkah. When is it established, Rabbi Isai? When you're Makdish the Sukkah. When you build the Sukkah. It's Mamish Hakdoshes HaKorban. And that's why the Rashba asked Kashas from Abaye in Dine Hekdish. How does a Korban get Kedusha, Rabbi Yisai? I, the Bailam, decide to say this Chatos, is this animal, this sheep, that's going to be a Korban. Now the Rashba starts asking questions and saying, ah, you're going to be Makdish. Rabbi Yisai, if I take that approach, that this is Mamish Hekdish. So who is endowing the Kedusha to a Sukkah?
You are.
You are. Now it's Hakol Lefitnal. Now you can make the buy. You're in control. Even on a level of D'Oraisa, I'm in control. Because I'm the Makdish. I'm the person that's endowing Kedusha. There's a Hakdasha. Why did Toisis not accept such a Girsa? Why did Toisis not accept such a logic? Why does Toisus never ask the kashas that the Rashba asks of comparing the Dine Sukkah to the Hakdasha? Because Toisus doesn't hold that that's how the Sukkah gets Kedusha. Toisus says a lashon on our daf, Rabbi Yisai. What does he say? Al Korchoi. What does Al Korchoi mean, Rabbi Yisai? What does Bal Korchoch mean? It's not under your control, it's against your will. It happens automatically. It's not based on your das, your hakdosha. 1 second, I'm getting to all your kashas. Trust me, I'm going to get to Sukkah's Ganvach. Relax. Rabbi Yisai, there's a fundamental machloikas between Toisus and the Rashba. And I think the Rif and the Ran and anyone that had this other girsa. Which bottom line comes to whether or not Atzei Sukkah Atznai can work. The machloikas Rishonim is, Rabbi Yisai, what creates Kedushas Sukkah? The Bailam of the Sukkah? Or the Ribbono Shel Olam? But if it's through the Ribbono Shel Olam, Rabbi Yisrael, then when did it happen? When does that happen? When does that occur? Comes along the Ramah, quoting the Rabbeinu Yerucham, in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Chet. And some, what's the simon that we have? What? Tafresh Lamed Ches says that the Kedusha of Sukkah is once your Yoishev Ba on the first night of Sukkot.
What does that mean, Rabbi Isai? What's necessary for a sukkah to get kedusha according to the psak of the Ramah? The mitzvah's yeshiva. It's meveya, it comes, it's extrapolated from the mitzvah, the kiyum mitzvah. If I have a sukkah that sits in Eretz Yisrael, in a penthouse, wherever it is, Rabbi Isai, there's no kedusha sukkah. Because no one was mekayim the mitzvah. Oh. Once a person uses it for the mitzvah, then the kedusha is endowed from the Rabbeinu Shalom machmas the mitzvah.
Now, I can start making chilukim between a sukkah that what? That's ra'i for a mitzvah, and a sukkah that's not ra'i for a mitzvah. Let me just finish. I just want to finish this and get the whole mahalach out. Tosfos is a what opinion, Rabbi Isai? That you're in control or that you're not in control? You're not in control. Tosfos is learning that there's a difference between Noyei Sukkah and the Atzei Sukkah. Atzei Sukkah, there's never a tenai, it's never going to work. That's al karcho. That's against your will. Noyei Sukkah, the decorations, maybe that's not the real Sukkah, that's not the real McCoy. Then we can allow you to make a tenai. That's all the Gemara Beitza said. Who argues with the Tosfos? The Rashba. And the Rif, and the Ran, all of that, that's the other Gersa in the Gemara. That's a major Machlokes in Shreinim. Machlokes had a pasuk. Tosfos holds that it's Al-Korcho, right? So then Tosfos is going to hold what? I think, Lefiyani has died if I would ask Tosfos. Tosfos is going to hold that when? When is the Kedusha going to be activated? Not when I make the Sukkah. Not when I decide to endow the Sukkah with Kedusha. But when what? When I sit in the Sukkah. When I do the mitzvah of the Sukkah. Let's take it one step further. Tosfos had Akasha. There's stiras in Gemaras. There's stiras in Gemaras. One Gemara says that it's Darabana, one Gemara says that it's Daraisa. What is Tosfos's answer? Very simple. One is when it's standing, one is when it's fall apart. What's the distinction between those two things? One is when you're Mekai in the Mitzvah, and one's when there's not Shayach to be Mekai in the Mitzvah. The Kedusha is a function of what? Of the Kiyum HaMitzvah. Because Tosfos holds that the Kedusha is not made up from the mitzvah. It only is Kedusha, like the Rebbe Yerucham says, once you sit in the Sukkah. It's not your kakdosha. It's not like a karbon. It's not like your machnish, that according to Abaye you can limit how much Kedusha this is on, like Rashba's kashas. That's the wrong sugya, man. You're learning a different entity. This is not about you. This is once there's a mitzvah that's being mekoyim, then the Kedusha's chak. Rabbi Isai, that's the first answer of Tosfos. I'm going to prove it to you even more. What's the second day of Tosfos, Rabbi Isai? Tosfos asks the second day of Rabbeinu Tam. Zok the Heiliger Rabbeinu Tam. How do you have a stira in sugyas? One sukkah saying, one Gemara saying that it's Daraisa, one Gemara saying that it's Darabonan. I don't understand. It's a stira in Gemaras. So the first day is said fall versus not fall. What does Rabbeinu Tam say? No, much more partial, even if it's standing. Rabbeinu Tam says, I have a different way to resolve the sugya. How does Rabbeinu Tam for this theory in Gemara's Rabbi Isai? What does Rabbeinu Tam say? Help me out over here. Different parts of the sukkah. What in the world is Weschler talking about? What different parts of the sukkah? The bathroom and not the bathroom?
The ikker sukkah, the minimum two and a tefach, and the minimum tefach versus the extra.
What is that man talking about? Rabbeinu Tam says exactly what Weschler just says. You know what has Kedusha D'Oraisa? The shear of a sukkah. The walls of 7x7 that are 10 tefachim, that are 2 mechitzas and a little bit, with all the dinei sukkah. But you're a rich guy. You make a gantz sukkah. You make a riches. I can have the whole community. My sukkah. I'm making a giddish. I need a big sukkah. So if there being a Tam, that's not Kedusha D'Oraisa. That's Kedusha D'Rabbanan.
Ah, you'll ask me, what do you mean? Which walls are the D'Oraisa? Which are they all put up? What do you mean? So the Ran in Beitza says, Rabbeinu Tam's talking about a situation where I first put up the Shir Sukkah, and then I added on an extension. So the D'Oraisa was Chal, and the rest is D'Rabbanan. That's the extension. So there might be other ways to answer that kasha. It's a good kasha, but the Ran deals with it, that you can build it in stages, that there could be separate kedushas. One's going to be based on the shear that's needed for the mitzvah, and one's going to be based on what? Any extension. That's D'Rabbanan. Rabbeinu Tam says, you don't need the sukkah to fall to farem for these sugyos. I could explain to you these sukkahs, even if the sukkah is chai v'kayim and it's standing.
Whatever Rabbi Yisai, I want you to think about this Rabbi Natan for a second, Globerman. What's Rabbi Natan telling you? That Kedusha de Oraisa is a function of Rabbi Yisai. What's it based on? What's that based on? Whatever Rabbi Yisai, what's Rabbi Natan whispering in our ear? The Kedushas HaSukkah is like the Ramah quotes from Rabbi Yerucham. Is machmas yasiyas hamitzvah. As opposed to what, Rabbi Yisai? As opposed to what the Rashba hints to. That's machmas the what? Yasiyas
HaSukkah.
The Rabbi Natan says the Kedushas is machmas the mitzvah. What do you mean? He says it's the dimensions of that's necessary for the Kiyama Mitzvah. Why should we differentiate, Rabbi Yisai? Because the Kedusha is a function of the Mitzvah. The Kedusha is a function of the Mitzvah. The Kedusha, the Rabbi Natan never said what I just said, that the Kedusha is only endowed when you do the Mitzvah. But it would make a lot of sense, based on what the Rabbi Natan is differentiating, based on the Shiurim, that the Kedusha is a function of the Kiyama Mitzvah. And now we understand the Balei HaTosfos, that they had the hanocha that what? When it comes to the Atzei HaSukkah, you're not being makdish. Your Maisa HaMitzvah gives it Kedusha. What?
Is not the Rashba says?
No. The Rashba compares it.
Kedusha comes from the Atzei
HaSukkah. Oh! That's not the Mitzvah. There is no mitzvah.
The mitzvah to talk
No, the mitzvah is to sit in the
sukkah.
No, Rabbi said we learned the pashup shot is that what? The pashup shot is that there is no mitzvah to ice sukkah. The mitzvah is to do what? Basukas peishu shivas yamin. Maybe it's a hechsher mitzvah aksuba v'tayra like the Nitziv said that we learned earlier this week. But if you want to know what the mitzvah of sukkah is, Rabbi Yisai, if you had no time to build a sukkah, Rabbi Yisai, and you sit on sukkah and for the other sukkah, were you mekayim a mitzvah, Rabbi Yisai?
I didn't build a sukkah. I didn't need it to build a sukkah to be mekayim a mitzvah.
So therefore the Rashba holds what? The Rashba holds the asiyas asukkah, even though it's not a mitzvah, that is like Hakdoshes HaKarbon, and that is the beginning stages. Just like what? When it comes to a carbon. I'm not the kohen who's being mocked with the carbon. I'm not the guy who's going to serve this kodshim into the mizbeach. He's going to take care of it. But what's endowing the Kedusha? This preparatory stage that the Bible is makdashit. Exactly a parallel according to the Rashba. Whereas according to Rabbi Natan, no, you're not the Bailin. According to the Tosfos, you're not the Bailin. It's more like the Rabbi Yerucham that the Ramah passed that the Kedusha is only once you use the sukkah and you sit in the sukkah. Rabbi Yisai, someone give me a raya to Shitas HaTosfos. Someone give me a raya to Shitas HaTosfos. Save yourself a little bit. Okay, stop. Someone give me a raya to Shitas HaTosfos, Rabbi Yisai. Someone give me a raya from a Gemara we learned not so long ago. The Shitas HaTosfos, Rabbi Yisai. Again, what are we trying to prove over here? That there's a fundamental, we started off, there's a fundamental machlokes rishonim how to read the Gemara in Beitza. Does Tanai work even by the Atzei Sukkah? Like the Ran and the Ran second Girsa and the Rif and the Rashba Paskins La Halacha Rabbi Yisai, that Tanai works not only by the Noye Sukkah. The Rashba argues with our choices that Tanai works on the Atzei Sukkah as well. Why? So I'm explaining because according to the Rashba, it's following the regular rules and regulations that you are the Makdash of the Sukkah. You create the Kedusha when you build it, Rabbi Yisai. Whereas according to Tosfos, what? No, you're not in control. You can't make a Tanai by the Etzem Sukkah. Why? Because that's without you. That's from the Mitzvah. That's not for... What did that man just say? What did that man just say? Stop, don't say it, Jeremy. What did this man just say? What's his kasha? Explain to me what he means.
What do you do with the that you use for sukkah?
Who are you asking a kasha on, Jojo?
The Gemara and Beitza.
No, who are you asking a kasha on?
The Rashba.
The Rashba! Why are you asking a kasha specifically on the Rashba?
Because he's the purpose of that making
you.
Bishlam, if you hold like Balei HaTosfos. Like our Tosfos, like Rabbi Natan, like the Tosfos that says what? Atzei Sukkah is out of your control. The Kedusha of Sukkah, we're going to say, is from the mitzvahs when you sit in the Sukkah. And what? You want to hire Larry and whatever and Mario, whoever's going to work on your Sukkah to build it up. Rabbi says, I don't care because the Sukkah's God book is Kshera. I'll ask the rabbi, how could you hire Julio to build up your Sukkah? Julio's going to create Kedusha's HaSukkah?
So Kali's going to answer me that the Rav's going to say Julio could build a sukkah. Sukkah's gandach's kshera. But Rabbi, I want kedusha in my sukkah. I need kedusha in my sukkah. So you know what the rabbi's going to answer? Yeah, so sit in the sukkah the first night. Because you know why? Because a t'nai doesn't work on your sukkah. Because we don't paskin like the Rashba and the other gears in the Gemara Beitza. We hold that the kedusha sukkah is what? Is al karchach like our tisis. Is a function of the shear of the mitzvah. It's all out of your control. It's from the mitzvah that creates the kedusha. So Julio can build it, and I'm going to sit in it. Then we're good. But Rabbi Sai, what's the Rashba going to answer that guy? What's the Rashba going to answer that guy? What's the Rashba going to answer that guy, Rabbi Sai? What did you say, Gary?
You're going to use the sukkah, so therefore
it's yours. That's an answer for people who have money. What's the answer, Rabbi Sai? What's the answer, Rabbi Sai? Guess who asked this cash on himself? Why did the Rashman Bates ask this kasha? Mm-hmm. Because the Rashman is the only one who has to ask this kasha. Places never has to ask this kasha. Rabbi said, look, go through this Rashba, you'll see him, it's Hashem. The Rashba puts himself in a corner. And the Rashba says, if I'm right, the way I'm explaining the Rashba, and that I think, and Amir Tzashem, I'm going to talk to the Rashba one day about this, that I think the Rashba is now presenting to me a different shita, that now he can make a t'nai on his sukkah, because Kedushas sukkah is from the Bialim, just like Kedushas HaKorban is from the Bialim before their makrivit. And you're in control, even when that comes to the Doraisa Atzei sukkah. You build it, you create it, you have the power!
Why can't you just look at the sukkah?
Ask the Rashba, what do I do with Sukkah's Ganvach? It's a kasha on my own shita. The Rashba in Beitza asked this kasha. This is enough Nacharaya that the Rashba held not like this, like the other Rishonim. That the Rashba held against our places. Not only because he argues with Halacha about tonight, not only because he asked kashas by Akdoshas Akarva, but he's the one who has to ask this kasha. If I would walk up to Rabbi Nutam, I would walk up to Taisus, that hold it, you can't make a tonight when it comes to the wood of the sukkah, and I would say, what are you going to do with sukkah's gandok? He'd be looking at me like, what are you talking about? What's the problem? The Rashba himself is a problem. Gosh. And you're not going to believe what the Rashba does. Why do you sell the Rashba? What does the Rashba do with this cash? What does Rashba do with this cash? Sometimes the caches are so strong that what? He doesn't go back on his sheet. No, he's sticking with his sheet, everybody said. Indeed, there are Rishonim that have a machlokes view. You can make a t'nai by the Atzei Sukkah. I'm not backing away from that, everybody says the Rashba. But mikoyach, my convinced opinion that this is the way Kedusha Sukkah is endowed, I'm forced to say a massive Chiddush L'Halacha. The Rashba, Ki Chal Shem Shamayim Al Chagiga, Chal Shem Shamayim Al Sukkah. If you would have asked me, Rabbi, say, when I read the Gemara in Hafes, and I think this is the Shita of most Rishonim, and definitely based on what we're presenting right now, that the Kedusha, according to Tosfos and according to the Ramah, B'Shem the Rabbi Yeruchim, happens when, Rabbi Yisai? Happens at the time of the mitzvah? Then I think what? If you don't have Sukkah Daftes of Kedusha De'oraisa, of Kechal Shem Shamayim Ala Chagiga, Chal Shem Shamayim Ala Sukkah, then what? Guess what? You might have tried to be Mekayim every Chumrah in the book. To have schach that's not mekabel tumma and that came from the most kosher sources in the world, and your walls are sturdy and not flying in the wind. But guess what? If there's no kedushas asukkah, then there's no what? There's no kiyum mitzvah. Because the kedushas asukkah is fulfilled through the mitzvah. And that's what I would have thought before this sugya. Comes along the Rashba, sukkah's gandach's kshera. There could be two types of yontifs of sukkah. You could have a person that's mekayim the mitzvah. He just doesn't have kedusha sukkah. You could have a person that's mekayim the mitzvah, and there's also kedusha sukkah. Rabbi said, what did the Rashba just tell us? Kedusha sukkah, sukkah datesim and aleph,
is not dependent on whether or not you fulfill the mitzvah. You can have a mitzvah sukkah without kedusha, and that's the way I'm going to explain sukkah's ganav. Yes, a goy built my sukkah. Okay, so there's no kedusha in the sukkah, says the Rashba. Doesn't mean you can't fulfill the mitzvah. Whereas the other Rishonim are going to say, are you serious? What do you mean? The kedusha is created through the mitzvah. The Rashba is forced into the shita, but it makes sense according to the shita. Because the mitzvah has nothing to do with the kedusha. Because according to the Rashba that's medamed this and compares this sugya to hakdashas hakorban, then the kiyam mitzvah of the mitzvah of sukkah has no shaychus to the endowing that happens beforehand by the shas asiyas hasukkah. And when the construction is put up, and they're tzvei ander azachim, and you're going to be in control. So Marav Rabbeinu, we started off with the way that Tosis reads the Gemara. A way that Tosis had two answers to resolve a kasha of standing versus to resolve a kasha versus deraisis versus derabbanan, and comes out that Tosis through his word says, and by the way, that Gemara and Beitza only meant that you can make a tanai when it's coming on what? Either, like you said, sukkah da alma or noye sukkah. But if you're talking about the real bona fide dinda or rice or rabbi, so that's off the charts. That's not from you. And that we're comparing to the shita of the Ramadar of Yeruchim, that the Kedusha is endowed through the mitzvah, which is, like Taisa says, al karcha. That's not something that you're in control of. That's shayach to what Rabbi Chanan says. A tanai is shayach. Tanai is only shayach when you're the bailin, when you're in control, when you're the makdish. Whereas the Rashba came from the other length, Rabbi Yisai, the Rashba came from the other angle. And the Rashba says, you are the Bible. You are the Makdish. And therefore, a Tanai is going to work not only by the decorations, a Tanai according to the Rashba and the Rishonim that are in the Rashba's camp are going to say, you can actually stipulate that the actual Kedusha Sukkah cannot apply. Aye, what are you going to do? Has the Kedusha endowed? Does the Rashba, it comes a week before Sukkah. Comes when you're makdish the carpet, when you put up the structure, when you do the akadosha, the Rashba's comparing it to mamish karbonos. And that's how the Rashba's going to get around sukkah's ganvach, still being kosher, even though I can be makai my mitzvah. And that's how the Rashba's going to get around that I can make a tanai on the sukkah and say that the atzi sukkah don't have kedusha because I'm in control, and still what? I can be makai my mitzvah. Because the Rashba holds the Kiyum HaMitzvah and the Kedusha HaSukkah are two independent entities. Whereas, Tosfos is going to say, no. The same way I'm telling you that the dimensions of the Kedusha HaSukkah are dependent on whether or not it's standing, or according to Rabbeinu Tam, the original shear that's needed for the mitzvah, what I'm trying to hint to you is that the Kedusha HaSukkah is one and the same with the mitzvah. When you're Mekai in the mitzvah, that's when the Kedusha is in doubt. And I would venture to say that according to Tosis, if you don't have the Kedusha of Sukkah, if you don't have the full mitzvah of Sukkah. Mitzvah of Sukkah is to sit in something that activates Kedusha. And you can't bifurcate and differentiate between these two Sukkahs. I Sukkah's Ganvach is Ksheira, yet Tosis says, yeah, what's the problem? That's talking about the preparatory stage. That's talking about the construction. I'm talking about the mitzvah. We have all these machlokes in Mishnah. All these different approaches. What do we have over here? Let's make a list. Let's try to clarify. We started off with what? Kasha. How do you deal with the Raisa Durabana? Two, machlokes Rishonim if Tanai works by Atzei Sukkah. Three, Sukkah's Ganvach.
Number four is when is the Kedusha?
Masai Chal Akdusha. Five, Kasha Shel Arashba. Me'abaye, B'Kedushas HaKorban. Yeah, that's it. It's all stemming from the same thing, Rabbi. But Rabbi say, what's kashmak about this sugya? is that all of this, all these different dimensions, is a machlokes rishonim when the sukkah is in Da'at Kedusha. And is this mamish like classic Dinei HaKorbanos, like the Rashba compare? And that now will have unbelievable ramifications. But in Shulchan Aruch, the Rama points out that the sukkah gets Kedusha from the mitzvah. That's why Rabbi Shechter brilliantly points out that it's a tzarech in gadol on the Mishabura that quotes the Rashba's opinion. Because these two things, l'chera, don't jive. I think that's exact. He's 100% right. That's exactly what we're presenting between the Rashba and the Balei HaTosfos. Is Sukkos Kedusha al karchach or is Sukkos Kedusha from you? Poisai, when is the Kedusha given? Is the Kedusha given by the construction, by the Asiyah, or is the Kedusha given when you're Mekayim, the mitzvah, the first time? Yeah, Mendy.
According to, in regards to a carbon or whatever, or it could be something, the things are already there. And just being heavy, just, so why can't the rest just say?
The things are already there, what do you mean?
Meaning like by an animal, right? If you're,
it has no, it's an animal before I mock the ship.
Correct, and then you're being mocked.
Yeah.
Meaning the animal's already there.
So
by a sukkah,
what do you mean the animal?
Why can't the rest say by a sukkah's gone, right? The sukkah's already there. You're being mocked.
No, because I think what he's saying is that the Hakdasha comes from the Asiyah. That's what I would assume that is. Meaning there is no parallel of saying, you're asking, why can't a person, like right before Yom Tov, just say, oh yeah, Julio built it, but I'm now saying, L'shem mitzvah sukkah, and now I'm being Makdash. I guess the Rashba assumed that the Torah is Asiyah, sukkah's tasa l'cha, is what is endowed in Kedusha, and therefore it's a problem when I'm going to. It's a good question.
I just want to try to help the Rashba, maybe, because
Rashba helped himself.
No, but I felt like there was a little weakness in Tosfos, in the sense in the original answer he gave, differentiated between Darabon and Deraisa.
Yeah.
He said that it when it falls down, it's
it loses its Deraisa, right?
But if Tosfos is going to say that it's an al karcha and that it connects them the moment you do the mitzvah.
Yeah.
Then how can this piece suddenly lose that connection?
It's not roi for the mitzvah anymore. It's on the ground.
But even if it's not roi for the mitzvah, you made the connection al karcha, and now the connection is.
The connection only stands as a function of the mitzvah. Adar, I think that's the right.
And that, the point is that what I'm trying to say is that if it's able to fall off and lose the connection status, then maybe there could be a differentiation like the Rashba. That there could be differentiation.
Right. I hear you, but I think Tosis would say that the Kedusha only emanates from when it's roi for the mitzvah, since the Kedusha is a function of the mitzvah. Yeah. China.
What does the point in which Kedusha's tal on the sukkah has to do with making a tana on the sukkah?
Making a tanai on the sukkah?
Yeah.
Well, what we started off this year when we quoted from Rabbi Hanan is that a tanai is only applicable on something that you control, that you're the person that's endowing the Kedusha. So if something is against your will, then it's not going to be shy of a tanai, which is the sheet that opposes.
Well, that doesn't make sense then, because if the kedusha is only chal from the time when you do the mitzvah.
No, it's according to the Rashba, it's not.
No, I was talking about Tosfos.
Tosfos holds there's no tanai.
Yeah, I know. So I don't understand why he would say that, because if he says that the kedusha isn't chal until you've done the mitzvah, meaning once it starts.
The Rebbeinu Shalom responds and gives kedusha once the mitzvah is
completed. So it's because that God is the one who gives kedusha, not.
Yes.
So therefore, we don't have any control.
How does that get activated? It's through the Kiyama Mitzvahs, but that's something that's,
and because it's in
that's
God's
something
control,
that's out of our dots.
Because it's in God's control, we don't have control.
Exactly. It's just a function of the mitzvah,
And according to Tosfos, could you be Mekadesh, a sukkah, and someone else's sukkah? Mekadesh, a sukkah, and someone else's sukkah?
Oh. What Gabe just asked for both sides is a kasha that the Arkulamir has and the Poiskim have on this sukkah. All the Moleisei Kelim, the Achronim ask when it comes to Simon Tov Reish Lamed Ches, they ask the Shaila, let's say I'm sitting in someone else's sukkah. There is a concept, lahalacha, where Gabe is coming from, Rabbi Isai, that when it comes to Isurim, right, I ain't of them osir davar sheino shalom.
I don't have the ability to prohibit your stuff from you. I'm not the Bialim. Places in Yevamos on Daf Pei Gimel and Beis says that for a person to prohibit an item and to now make it usser, it needs to be something that he owns. Right? What, I'm just suddenly going to decide to bow down to your Avodah Zarah, it's going to usser all your animals? Wow, that would be a nice joke to play on your neighbor. But he says, how could you do that? So he says, Ein adam oser davar shenei shlo sugyan avodah zarah. Right? If you're not the Bialim, you don't have the ability to usser someone else's stuff. So Mamela, Gabe's timing, so then maybe there shouldn't be Kedushas HaSukkah if you're not the Bialim. Right? But because Ein adam oser davar shenei shlo. But Rabbi said, I'm going to answer Gabe what Gabe just asked, which is what he was mechavet to. Maybe that might be another nafkamina between Kedushas and Rashi. That's why Gabe asked brilliantly, what would be the din according to Pesach? He didn't ask according to the Rashba. When it comes to the Rashba, Savada, there's no Kedushas HaSukkah without the Bialim. It's a Bialim Dika Halach. You own it. You asser it. You construct it. You endow the Kedusha. Just like a carbon. I can't be mocked as your carbon. Don, you have an animal, I'm going to say, oh, this is for me, Achatus. Who are you? I have a farm. I got to make a farm outside. Get away from my stuff. Even the most dumb Shinish Shalom. Who are you? According to the Rashba, you can't endow Kedusha. But maybe Gabe is right, according to Tysus, where it's out of my control, it's not totally on the dice of the Milan. It's totally on the mitzvah. Are you Makai mitzvah in someone else's sukkah? You better believe it. Tomorrow Chav Zayin Mabez. I don't need to hold my sukkah to be Yotze. Kol Yisrael Yeshu B'sukkah Achas. Aguda Achas. We all consider one sukkah, and we're still Makai mitzvah. There's no Dim Lachem. We pass it like Rabban and again for Wheel Ozer. You don't need to own your sukkah. In Cain. Oh, maybe there could be Kedusha Sukkah even in someone else's Sukkah, and that would be a Nakamina between Tosis and the Rashba. Let's be what we're explaining. And this is a Shaila that the place can have, Rabbi Yisrael. What we're suggesting is it's coming to the root of Kedusha Sukkah. The root of the Yontif of Sukkahs. How is the Kedusha endowed? Excellent, Gabe. Excellent. That's going to be a Nakamina potentially. Depends. Depends if it's totally on Das B'nei Adam or totally on the Rabbi Yisrael, on Korach, like our Tosis.
For the decorations that hang, once you like put them up, are they part of like the chefs of the sukkah now? So how would they have like a different?
That's exactly what the Gemara says. The Gemara says you better rush in 10 minutes before Ben Hashmashas and make your tanai before the kedushas chop. You miss it, you miss it. By the way, La Halacha, the Rama says we don't run or rely on tanais, and we stay away. La Halacha, bottom line, La Halacha on the noyah sukkah. But if you want to know. Me'ikar Adin, before the Ramah told us to be machmer like that, that's exactly what you would do. Make sure before the Yontif of Sukkos, I'm going to make a Tanai and say, oh, that's not part of the Sukkah. That's not part of the Sukkah. That's exactly what the Tanai of the Gemara says. According to the Rashba, that process and procedure works also to the what? To the Schach. To the walls. Or to whatever Atzei Sukkah means, which remains to be determined. Don't forget the Sukkah of the Rashba. Yesoid in Kedusha Sukkah. Yesoid, pass like the Ramah. It's machmas the mitzvah, like places. That's Rav Shechter's Sarafim. Why is the Mishavur quoting the Rashi? That's the way we pass it. It's when you go in the month of Sukkot. So this guy looks clear. I don't care who built it. And then what happens? Yeah, no, I'm saying, but we hold that there might be a Chabal Atalia. La Halacha, do we hold that the mitzvah and the kedusha are Chabal Atalia? According to what we're suggesting, yes. Not like the Rashba. They are one and the same. The Gemara in Daf Tes is not just telling you an added dimension that's cute when it comes to Sukkah. No. That is, the mitzvah is to sit in something that's kadosh and to bring Kedusha through the Kina mitzvah. Yeah?
If the Hakdasha comes from the Asiya, then how does the Rashba read that it's only Asur for 7 days? Then it would be Asur for more than 7 days. It would be Asur from whenever you built the Sukkah for Sukkahs. Or he just doesn't hold that it's only 7 days. He holds that it's whenever you build.
You're saying if I build my sukkah a week beforehand.
30 days before. Sukkah is shana.
I don't know. That's a tzarkin.
Is that going against the...
I don't know. Look at the Rashba and tell me. I'd like to know the answer to that question. Go look at it. Vaisai, if you haven't seen these Makairis, I want you to see these Makairis before we go weiter. I want you to work through the sugya. Now that I gave you background, now that I gave you the mahalach for Rabbi Yisrael, now I want you to work on it. Go through each step. We're not just going to go fight to Rabbi Yisrael right now. We're not here to just cover ground. We're here to understand how we got to the conclusions. We're going to work on these Makairis, everybody say, don't lose the Makairis. We're going to continue. We're going to work on this next week. We're going to have Sunday Shir. And if Sunday Shir is real, Rabbi Isai, and if you know the Ashkocha from Sunday, that the whole sugya of Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah came from Lamed Zayin.